Welcome to Health by Heather Hirsch, a podcast dedicated to uncovering many of the women's health issues many of us are wondering about, but few of us are talking about. My mission is to expose the current gaps in knowledge and care on all things women's health. Enjoy.
Good afternoon, my AOWs. This podcast, unlike my other podcasts, is going to be short. And that's because I am deep into recording the audiobook version of my upcoming book, Unlock Your Menopause Type. Now, the book hits shelves June 6th, and I am so excited. You guys, every time I read this book, I'm always like, oh, damn, this book is so good. And it's literally not just because I wrote it and Stacey Colino, my writer, helped me to really bring it to life. It's because you guys helped me write it. And every time I say that, you must roll your eyes a little, or maybe it sounds really cheesy, but truly, truly, it's because of my experiences. It's because of your stories. It's because of your questions. It's because of the depth and the breadth of experience that I've had over the decades treating thousands of women that this book really came to light. Recording an audiobook is wild. It's something, obviously, I've never done before. And I'm really tired. In fact, my vocals are really sore. They feel like if you close your eyes and envision two people pulling a thread from either direction, it's just getting thinner and thinner. That's what it's like. I hope you either are going to pre-order the book. If you're an avid OG of the podcast, you're going to love this book because it truly is. It's content that's different than I have ever talked about on any of my social media platforms, because I have been working on this book since 2020. And I knew I wanted to have sort of like fresh content. Some of it, of course, bits and pieces you will put together in terms of if you've been following me for a while or listening to me for a while, it'll sound like me. But it's just awesome. Now the audio version is really fun because like it makes the book come to life. Like it's hard and I feel like it's a labor of love because I know those of you who are audio people, like pretty much you guys listening to the show, the audio podcast, right? You will love the audiobook. A patient of mine commented under my Instagram post or reel about this today. She's like, I bought both. And if you read the book with the audio on, I honestly feel like it will be totally magic because my voice really places emphasis on where I want it to. And kind of, I don't know how to say de-emphasizes, but like it definitely gives like a three dimension to the book. And I've been sitting in this room for 2 days straight reading through it, and it is wild. There's so many of you who've inspired these stories. I can't wait for you guys to like hear it and then we could talk about it. You know, it's like, I don't want it to be a secret anymore. All right. Speaking of something that's not a secret anymore, but you may have since learned I left my position at Midi Health to start my own private telemedicine practice. And I want to tell you a little bit about that decision because it wasn't an easy one. And a lot of you, if you followed me from Boston to Midi out of my private practice, might have whiplash. Or actually, you don't. You guys are pretty amazing at just like going with the flow. You're like, well, this is nothing like not sleeping all night. I can figure out on Google what to do here, right? Well, it's a little bit of a gift to myself in a certain way. I think there's always been a part of me with this entrepreneurial spirit. There's always been a part of me that really wanted to own something. I love creating. I love building. I have lots of creative ideas. I have lots of energy. I'm really multi-passionate. I like to do things out of the box. Like I like to give my patients YouTube videos. I like to create and record information about side effects that just go to my patients. And you know, it's been a joy to like make medicine how I want it to be. So as you know, I was at Harvard and built the clinic there. And prior to that, I was at Ohio State. And so many of my listeners and followers are from Ohio. So kudos to you guys. You are the OGs of whiplash. Like no one else got anything on you. And I loved working at Harvard. And you kind of know the story. I wanted to build something new. I wanted to build something novel. I wanted to reach more women. I wanted more access. And I also, on a personal note, I wanted to move home. I wanted to be near my family. The pandemic did a number on reprioritizing my family. And as you know, everyone's getting older and littles need more outlets and cousins and uncles and aunts to not just entertain them, but to be mentors, to ask questions to. And I just wanted, I wanted more space. And so I moved to upstate New York. I know that's where I'm from. And it's great. My mama lives like 10 minutes down the street. She picks up my daughter on Thursdays when I'm seeing patients and helps me do that. And we've got cousins over all the time and I can be with my sisters and my best friends that I grew up with. So it is, it makes me feel like a whole person. And then I feel like I can be a better doctor for you guys. Or if I'm not your doctor, you're like, why can't I say a better resource for you guys? I was working at MIDI and I really enjoyed it. And I love so many aspects about it. And I absolutely think it's a great platform for telemedicine, for digital health in midlife and menopause. But truth be told, I mean, not even a secret. I was literally working my ass off seeing all my patients. You know, we went from having like 3 nurses to like 20 nurses in like a 2-month time span. I was training them. I was answering all of their questions. I was helping to set up the digital experience. I was making videos for them, videos for me. I was going traveling here, traveling there, going on Oprah. It was exhausting. And truly, I felt like I was building a personal brand at the same time as I was trying to build another brand. And it caused conflict, both internally and, you know, externally. And I get it. It was hard. And ultimately, I think, you know, it was a culmination of so many things. I moved and I felt tired again. And I was like, no, wait. I wanted to do this to help more people, but in doing so, I felt like I wasn't doing great things for my health. And honestly, not really my physical health, my psychological health. I was literally being torn in like this way, that way, like my vocal cords, like, ah! No, it wasn't good. At the same time, I asked a bunch of healthcare providers, do you want to take my healthcare course? And like 30 people were like, yes. And that's been going amazing. And the next course is probably going to be in the spring, like May, June. So you can go to my link in Instagram to sign up to get on the wait list. That's probably the quickest way there. Or you can always email me, go to my website under contact. So, you know, I thought, I was feeling this dilemma bubbling and bubbling and bubbling. You know, sometimes I would go so far as to make suggestions that people, you know, didn't really agree with. And that's totally fine. But I felt like I was at a place where I knew what I wanted. I knew what was best for my patients. And I wanted my patients, my practice. So that's the long and the short. I love MIDI Health and I encourage you to check it out. You can go to joinmidi.com and you can, you know, there are lots of states are now opening. I left at the end of March and since then I've been focusing on building my private telemedicine practice. It's freaking awesome. And I literally have more secrets, more secrets. Okay. Secret number one. First I should say, yes, if you want to see me, let me tell you a little bit about my practice and then I'll get to the secrets. I know, hang tight. I never write this down, so this is like not meant to torture you. Go to heatherhirschmd.com and look, click under contact. I know it's not, I'm working on it, guys, I'm working. Contact and then book a visit. I'm licensed in 8 states and 8 states only, I know, and that is California, Florida, New York, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Ohio, and Alaska. Now, for those of you who want to know, when am I going to get other states, there's 2 ways I'm going to get other states. First, the hard way is to apply to each and every state. Literally, I don't think it will exhaust all my finances and resources. And it's, you know, being on your own, you got a lot of things to pay for that you don't have a CME office. I am the CME office, you know. So you guys, please, you know, I will address this a little bit, but you know, to stay informed, to make sure I can hit all of you, that's part of a big reason of pricing and things. So individually getting states is really wicked hard. The second is there's this this thing, I don't know what it's called, the thing called the IMLCC, and it's 40 states. And if you have a license in one of these states, and it's either your home state, you know, mine's New York, or a state where you have 25% of your patients, that can open the door for you to get the other 40 states. Now, you don't have to memorize what states I have, but it's pretty much all the states in the middle of the country. So like if you've got ocean, you're like not included in this 40 states. So Ohio girlies, if 25%, this is the key, all right? This is the key. If 25% of my patients are from Ohio, I can apply for the IMLCC. I certainly can't like do any voodoo magic. It just is what it is. It's Ohio is the key, guys. It is the gateway. It is the gateway to access. Or New York State is in the process of becoming one of these IMLCC states. And who knows how long that's going to take. That's my home state. So those are the three ways. If you're a patient of mine, a new patient, you also get a copy of my course, the Reclaiming Menopause Masterclass, which you've probably heard of me talk about, especially if you're listening to this podcast specifically, is probably for, you know, this is probably not attracting new audience members, but you get my course and then you get to view all that, pop in and see me and we fly. Even my follow-ups, if you see me in the last 2 years, anywhere, you are considered a follow-up and you also can get a copy of Reclaiming Menopause Masterclass. It's literally it's a great deal. Also, by the way, I'm working on a breast cancer menopause course. It's like been on the back burner forever and ever and ever. I did a live course, and so I have all the material. I just literally need the time. So I know I've been talking all day. Literally, the St. Martin's audio producers will kill me if they hear this because they're like, why are you talking? So that for my women who can't take hormone therapy, choose not to take hormone therapy, are breast cancer survivors, etc., also have a spot. The cool thing about my book, jumping back to my book, this book's wicked. It's wicked, wicked wild. It's so good. It's honestly, it's so good. I don't want it to be so good because it's so good. You know, each menopause type, I talk through a baseline treatment plan, either using hormone therapy or using non-hormonal therapies. So there's literally something in there for everyone. And then if you're not a medication girly, I have a chapter all dedicated to DIY, over-the-counters, supplements, herbals, botanicals, adaptogens. I got you guys. I got you. All right. I totally lost track of where I was. The exciting secrets. I think that's where I was. I think that's where I was, so that's where we'll go. There's a possibility, and it is not confirmed totally yet, but I'm working on a physical location in Manhattan once or twice a month. Like, super exciting. That's all I'm going to say. I'm working on it. And this would be a really great option for, I get requests all the time. If you live in a state where I'm not, and New York is like a pretty decently easy destination to travel to since it's a big hub, that would be great. My out-of-country patients, my girls from Aruba. I know you're listening. I hope you guys are still listening. My girls from Aruba, who used to come to Boston, you could just, you know, take like a slightly different, like, I don't know what you call it, turn. So I'm working on that. And of course, as soon as I know it, I'll be plastering it everywhere. It also will also just allow me a lot more things. You know, obviously most of what I do and will be doing is telemedicine and has been for the last several years. Even in Boston during the pandemic, I built this incredible midlife and menopause clinic. And you know, through the pandemic and into 2022, 70% of my patients were still virtual because what I do really does work so well over telemedicine. But it will allow me so many benefits. Oh my God, my Canadian patients, my UK patients. I had some patients in South Africa, in Africa, South America. I mean, yes, having a physical location will also, not that that's literally the most convenient option, but like unless I have like a private jet and a physical location in every city, which we could all manifest, you know, that's kind of what I'm thinking. And second is another really, really cool thing is that I am working on something else in the background. Yeah, I'm working on something else in the background that I believe will help make menopausal care accessible to everyone. And I cannot wait to tell you more at this point. I simply can't. But I want you guys to know I am always thinking five steps ahead. You know, I wanted to scale myself. That was such an important mission for me at MIDI. And I tried. And there's wonderful nurse practitioners there that have, you know, I created like a mini course for MIDI. And they've listened to me talk and hopefully picked up a lot of things. But I realized that no one's going to have the same personality. They, you know, just can't. And that's silly. You know, no one needs to turn into me. That's like a goofy. And I'm not one size fits all. I always say menopause treatment is not one size fits all. I literally said that 50 million times today reading my book. But neither is providers. You know, of course, people self-select to see me who've seen me probably on social media or listen to my show or et cetera. There goes my voice. But there's no one, size fits all doctor. I hope you guys like my bloopers. I keep them in so that we can all keep this 100% genuine. So I am working on something because I know what this looks like. I've gone to private practice and so that makes my accessibility like even less. And I know that. And I've got a yin to this yang. And as soon as I have more information, you guys will be the first to know, like the world, my followers, my fans, my AOWs. I'm so honored and I feel so supported. I don't know if I said this already at the beginning of this podcast because it's a complete ramble and vent, like, you know, I guess like my shows are becoming. But when I was reading that book aloud in the last 2 days, as corny as it sounds, or like as made up as it sounds, that book is made up of pieces of all of you. And that book is only made possible by you because I've seen you in clinic. I've seen so many different variations, different health goals, different priorities, different risks and benefits, different backgrounds. Oh my gosh, you know, it's just so moving. And I've been doing this for a decade and that book came from you and came from you. And even if you've never met me in person, I've never been your doctor. I hear your voice and it's a little woo-woo, but I do. I read your comments. I read your DMs. I read your emails. I can't reply to all of them and I totally need an assistant. I should put up a job posting soon. If I become a New York Times bestseller, I will hire a copy editor because those of you who get my newsletter know how many mistakes and grammar errors there are. One of my, you know who you are, but Liz was on my podcast a long, long time ago. She's a BRCA patient and took my course, the Reclaiming Menopause Masterclass. And I'm like dying for her to be my assistant. She's way too busy. And like literally every time I email my email list, I'm like, oh, just wait for it. She always emails me back with my grammar. And she's like, girl, I know. I'm just merely a doctor. I don't have all the skills necessary for adulting. But that book was made possible by you guys. So many of my patients, so many of your stories, so many of your, you know, journeys, your travels, literally getting to me and telling me your stories. I cannot wait for you guys to hear it. Like, I can't wait to just have this discourse and just like discuss it. It's so, so cool. So I'm manifesting a New York Times best-selling book, and you know that I said this a couple of times, and I think, you know, the U.S., but the world is really ripe for all of this information. We sold the rights to the book in the U.K., which will ship to Australia and Mexico, and I am so, so excited to see what other potential there is. And because I am a lunatic, a bona fide lunatic, yes, for my Perry girlies, I'm working on a book for you guys too. I know I'm going to meet with some writers in the next week and start working on that, because Unlock Your Menopause Type, while it briefly touches on perimenopause like here and there, it's really more focused on menopause and postmenopause, which is great. Like, we all need to know that. It's a universal truth. So I love your support, guys. Thank you so, 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 so much. I was running to Starbucks to get some tea with honey to soothe my vocals in between recording, and just seeing how many of you are so excited and so supportive and making your own advocacy groups and learning from my reels, my podcasts, my courses. Like, I can't imagine a better life for myself. I want to leave you guys with a couple of thoughts on, like, what I find to be really helpful in pursuing my best life. Like, as cheesy as that sounds, but here's what they are. Affirmations. Affirmations are so helpful to me. I literally tell everyone this. You can Google affirmations, or no, go to YouTube and type in affirmations. I do Sunny Leonard Doozy affirmations. I've taken her courses before, and so I really like her. And you put them on and you say them every day. And at first you probably laugh, but they're really helpful. I did a lot of these before my interview with Oprah. I needed to really, like, mentally prepare myself that I could be in a space to be on a platform with incredible women like Oprah Winfrey, Maria Shriver, Drew Barrymore. I mean, so affirmations are essential. Manifestation. Manifestation is another really powerful technique. I manifest when I meditate. I manifest when I'm talking to my friends about the big dreams and goals that I have. Telling you guys I want to be a New York Times bestselling author is a form of manifesting. I'm putting it out into the universe. And fingers crossed, you know, it's not every day that menopause books become bestsellers, although they have. They certainly have. Right? You've got Dr. Mary Claire Haver and Dr. Jen Gunter, two great books. So let's hope for a third. So manifesting is huge. I journal and I track. I write my goals out and I read them out loud. I do it. I always say, I'm going to do. And I've been doing this for a long time. Part of a vision board that I once made, which is like a visual of, you know, version of like writing it down, reading out loud, had me talking to Oprah. And I literally went so far as to like cut my face out of a picture and like plop it on someone else's that she was talking to. But, you know, gosh, it worked. Or maybe it was the universe, but I believe in all of that. I believe that the energy you put out into the universe, you get that energy multiplied coming back to you. And prayer, being grateful, giving gratitude, being thoughtful and kind, these are all really great ways to step into yourself. So, you know, funny enough, I think that I think a part of me always wanted my own private practice, but seemed like, oh, well, will people still follow me if I don't work at Harvard? Will my publishers still like me if I'm no longer that cute, sweet, spunky Harvard doctor? Will my patients want to see me if I'm not at the Brigham? Will I be taken seriously by medical professional societies? Will I be looked at like a, you know? So I also had lots of blocks that I had to work through. And those took years, guys. That took years. And so many of you are so inspiring. So many of you are business owners, badass fitness instructors, yoga instructors, painters, artists. You guys do the coolest things. Stagehands, actresses, Broadway singers, or your stay-at-home moms, literally the hardest job on the freaking planet, grandmothers, wives, partners. I mean, I get so much inspiration from you guys. And it's funny, this has turned into another love letter, but you know, my patients always say, thank you, Heather, so much for what you're doing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I've learned so much from you. And I lean on you guys and learn so much from you. You all give me tips on parenting, teens, taking care of parents, helping me prepare for midlife. And literally nothing I say is ever meant to be, you know, I don't know. It's not meant to be misstrewn. I really, really am so grateful for the opportunity to be your clinician or your teacher or your favorite podcaster or your favorite menopause doctor on TikTok. I hope that gave you guys a little bit of behind the scenes on recording my audiobook, starting my private practice, and how to really step into your best self. I am freaking so excited for June 6th. I'm planning a couple of live like book tour places. I'm thinking New York City. I'm thinking maybe Boston. I'm thinking LA. And maybe Columbus. Because why? You guys are the OGs. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. If you love the show, leave me a DM on Instagram. Leave me a comment. You know, that's where all my links are. I'd love to see you as a patient. And thank you guys so much. Thank you so much. Bye, everyone. If I haven't already done so, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to my show. Consider subscribing so you never miss an episode. Also, if you love the show, your stars or a quick review could really help other women who are searching for information on menopause and midlife around the globe find this show. If you want to work with me, consider the Reclaiming Menopause Masterclass. The link for that is in the description to this show. Thank you again from the bottom of my heart for all your support, and I'll see you next week for a brand new episode.